Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM. Ism.
All right, parents, go ahead and tuck the kids in. PG time is over. This goes out to all the Macs in the industry. All right, roll tech.
It's a good thing that we're rapping.
You ain't no pimp.
It wasn't for the rap.
Your rap is
It's a good thing that we're rapping.
Cause if it wasn't for the rapping, we'd be macking. It's a good thing that we're rapping.
Your rap is in for hoes.
There was a time when they called me Smooth Eddie. Playing them hoes and shook the red card steady.
It was Mike, for those that knows. Matter of fact, Icy Mike, cause he was cold on them hoes.
We was East Coast niggas heading west. I was rolling shotgun, cooling with my man Fresh West. The royal blue brome was a drop top rag.
You could tell we was pimps from the Las Vegas tag.
On the tag.
Cause that's how we flipped it. Hit a lick, pay cash, same night.
Pimp shit.
All of this was round spring 81. I was in the life and had a good 3-year run.
Anyway, one Friday on the side of the highway in LA, my man West said,
hey, I got a bitch in San Diego.
I said, I'll see you in a couple of days. I'ma stay and play some LA hoes.
He said, alright player, yo, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, that's how real players kick and see there ain't no rules. We roll from city to city like kids playing hooky. Later that night, I knock a bitch named Cookie. She says, I love you and I wanna make you rich. I says, well, yeah, I swear I worked the shit out this bitch. She was fine, niggas couldn't tell me nothing. Had brains too, did more stealing than fucking. A real thoroughbred, played con like a pro.
Man, I'm trying to tell you I had a money-making hoe.
But the Sunset track got stale. Cookie went to jail, I had to sling a little slum to make bail. She said, I'm hot, baby, I can't work in this town. The vice picked me up just as soon as you put me down. I said, shut the hell up, hoe, who asked you to run your mouth? She was right, so it was time to take the trip down south. And to this very day, when I think of how I was living back then, I got to say that it's a good thing that I'm rapping. Cause if it wasn't for the rapping, I'd be macking. Good thing we got music. If not, we're stuck with finding a way to get ahead, and then we got to use it. It's a good thing that I'm rapping. Cause if it wasn't for the rapping, I'd be macking. Good thing we got music. If not, we're stuck with finding a way to get ahead, and then we got to use it. They call it ho-po when you're leaking. So you know that ho-po is when you're po' cause you got no hoe. I was po' but I wasn't ho-po cause I had one hoe. But we was leaking cause the money was slow. Cop and blow means you're going up and down. I went from Cadillac to Vegas to the back of Greyhound to San Diego.
On Broadway there used to be a spot, I think E Street and Fifth, while the players flocked.
One night I was cooling outside. Saw my man West, said, oh shit, yeah, it's gonna be live. I was working a double breast suit. $500 brown knee high ballies. West said it's pimpish how you wear them outside your pants. And by the way, my ham sandwich in the alley.
Ham sandwich meant pro ham Cadillac. Quarter inch whites with the chrome wheel kit on the back. It was snotty nose. That means the extra chrome plate on the grill. For sunroof, we say it had the brain chrome.
I said this bitch is inside. Yo, you ready to attack? West looked at me, said Mac, 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 Mac. My man Tim Stroh was cold gangsta limping. We stepped inside, both of us screamed, it's pimping. I was drinking cognac, West was drinking gin. Wasn't there 20 minutes before my people walked in. I said, what's up, Cookie? How'd you do? She said, cool, we try
under the bar so I can give you these feels.
We always did it like that in case the Vice Squad was peeping. This time they wasn't, but this nigga who was leaking walked up and said,
y'all gon' cheer?
West said, nigga, don't you recognize the P when you see it?
He said, oh, yo, I didn't know. I thought she's doing business.
I said, yeah, well, it's true that she's a hoe.
He said, she with you, player, cause I really like to buck her.
Looked at her, said,
baby, I'm a raw motherfucker.
I said, yeah, that might be true, but she don't need another knucker. Ain't no choosing jumping off slick. This one here's my schnucker.
He said, what you mean by schnucker?
It ain't that hard to figure. You call your nigga nucker, schnucker means she nigga. And figure this too, the bitch is down for my dirty drawers. Find another hoe to go for yours.
He said, but I like her.
I said, you must be a rookie. Now figure this three.
He cut me off and stepped the cookie, said, how do you feel about this, my dear?
I said, nigga, you don't check my bitch like I ain't standing here. Now I told you that the woman sells pussy for me. You and her ain't the two, and we ain't the three. And most of all, nigga, I ain't the one. Now back the fuck up off me, son.
He said, to buck another man's game is a shame.
I said, leaking ass nigga, game, recognize game. Now I told you that's my people and I gave you a chance.
Reached down and started pulling up my tool from my pants. Should've capped his ass, but instead
I look up and west and wrap the pool stick around this nigga's head. So I put my shit away. We beat him down cowboy style. Cookie runs up and says, baby, you okay? Yo, all of this excitement got you dizzy. But you sit around watching bitch get busy. Go back outside and finish getting my money. The boss and the last fish, you pimp niggas funny. And I'll tell you once again, it blows my mind when I think of how I was living back then. Cause yo, it's a good thing that I'm rapping. Cause if it wasn't for the rapping, I'd be backing. Good thing we got music. If not, we're stuck with finding a way to get ahead, and then we got to use it. It's a good thing that I'm rapping. Cause if it wasn't for the rapping, I'd be macking. Good thing we got music. If not, we're stuck with finding a way to get ahead, and then we got to use it.
And y'all don't stop, huffing, huffing the house. And yo, I go, do-de-o, do, don't you do, why must I pimp the hoe? Nothing but the Mac in me.
Down tonight, yes, man. You better have your faces shined up. You better have your pee cup in your hand. Just going down, man.
Yes,
are
sir,
you ready?
I got my new faces ready. I got my
man,
new faces on.
You better have them spit shine to the third power, man, because we got royalty, man. Many Shades of Dre,
man,
is live on the premises.
Sweet.
Mr. Andre Taylor. I ain't going to call him gorgeous.
Sweet.
You know, the... I ain't gonna call it Gorgeous Ray, but Gorgeous Ray is in the building, man. Gorgeous Ray, my brethren, my friend from way back, man. We go back, man. We go back like seamless slacks, man. Good Lord, man, it's been a minute, sir. It's been a minute.
Yes,
I can honestly say, man. I think about you all the time, right? Like, damn, Dre, he's just he's like Batman. He'll go away for a couple months and come back and reinvent himself. And I mean, you done did it all across the gamut, as they say.
Yep.
What's most remarkable about you to me is, how you stood up, man, for Shay, man, for your brother. That right there, all of the accolades and the P game don't mean nothing. But how you stood up, man, for your brother, man, that's what really stands out to me. And Mel got to be proud of you, man, because, dude, you're not only a father, you're not only a gentleman of leisure, an activist, a modern-day Superman, contemporary street czar. How the hell they gonna call you a street czar? You're a street czar. Yeah. That's beautiful, man. And now you wanna pick up a microphone. You must be bored. You couldn't just sit your ass down around the swimming pool in the backyard of the mansion and chill. Now you want to pick up a microphone. Get out of
here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to get into the story why I was prompted to do it later. But, yeah, well, you're going to enjoy the story.
Man, I got to hear because I'm like, damn, Dre probably eating, man, some lobster sandwiches and some designer cognac from France that we don't know about sitting around the swimming pool. And no, your ass all up in the studio. Just knocking season.
Oh, boy.
Who would have thought
sir.
That? Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? And I was retired and you didn't call me to say, Tweed, I need you on a hook. I need you to, you didn't even call your boy, man. I still got big bones in my body.
Yeah, it still ain't too late.
There we go, dear.
Yes, sir.
So, sir, man, what's on your mind tonight, man? The many shades of Dre. How you want to break it down? You got the floor.
Well, I think it's a depiction of my life because, you know, I'm many different people in one body, you know. I was in the game, got out the game. I started lecturing. After I lectured, you know what I'm saying, I start doing police accountability when the Seattle Police Department killed my brother. We changed laws, you know, led the whole country in police accountability. Now Washington State has the first and only police accountability law that works. Since I changed the law, four officers have been charged with murder. That's not going on anywhere in our country but here in Washington State because of the law that we got changed.
Reach.
You know,
Reach.
And a little bit tweet, man. Our last interview was so powerful. People are still listening to it to this day. So we gonna do something even more special, you know. But
wow.
Let me just give you a little back.
Did you hear
a
that?
Little...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And,
It's one of the biggest videos. It's one of the biggest videos on my page.
Powerful.
And and other people have put it on their page. So it is still one of the most talked about, you know, breaking down value and all of the stuff that I've done. It seems like that's the primary one. Can you hear me?
Kind of, sort of,
but
you're going in and out. You're going in and out.
Okay, but am I going in and out now?
Yep, you still are. Maybe take me off.
Hold on, hold
on. I can hear him, please.
He's kind of breaking up on my end, though. All right,
hold on, man.
Preach, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure the audience can hear me.
We can hear you, Dre.
Okay, good. Okay, now look. So my reasoning for getting into the music is, again, I want to cover that we lead the country right now and police accountability in this state based on the law that was changed in Washington State. Washington State had the worst law in the country, worse than down south, worse than anywhere in the country, and it's shocking because it's supposed to be one of the most progressive states. But Washington State had the worst law on police accountability because in Washington State, in order for us to hold a police officer accountable, we had to prove, and our law was written, we had to prove that the officer had malice. What the hell is malice? That means we had to prove what the officer was thinking at the time of the shooting, and that's impossible. So for over 35 years, not one officer in Washington State has been held accountable for any unjustified police shootings because that law of malice. So when I came back home from L.A. in 2016, they had killed my brother. I came up here the day after February 22nd. They killed him February 21st. And I started my organization called Not This Time. So within a three-year span, not only was we able to change the law, we was able to defeat law enforcement, bring all communities together, from natives to Latinos to blacks to Asian Pacific Islanders, and create the largest people of color coalition in the history of Washington State. Mind you, Washington only has 3.5% black people in it. So it wasn't a lot of us. You feel me? So we changed the law, right, led the rest of this country. And then after the success and the work, I start doing a lot of shows and all this kind of stuff. So I ultimately did the Sean Hannity show. I brought one of my clients on that lost his special needs son to gang violence. I brought him on a Hannity show. It was one of his best shows. The president was so impressed that he called me, you know, because he wanted to offer my client his condolences. So me, my client, and President Trump was on the phone just chopping it up, you know what I'm saying, for about 10 minutes. And people, wow. I tell people, I don't care what his politics are. The fact that the most powerful man in the country was able to call and offer my client his condolences, that's big to me. I'm not talking about politics. I'm just talking about that act that he did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let me tell you guys this, though, because I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I think one of the most disappointing things to me is how our people are unaware of the work that I've done in this state. Because the reason I know, because none of the urban platforms ever got in contact with me. Whatever we consider our biggest platforms, the Breakfast Club and all these different, they never got in contact with me. Guess who got in contact with me? White folks' biggest platforms. So one of the biggest magazines in the world is considered the biggest magazine in the world, the New Yorker, they got in contact with me. And you see Fox News and all these people, because what I did wasn't on an urban level, it was on a systems level. You know what I'm saying? And today, I'm the only person that has passed true legislation that works in the whole country. I have the receipts, right? And I got the blueprint of how to do it with the receipts. But our people still ain't aware. And that's devastating to me.
Wow. So what about the backlash? Was it ever a time when you wondered, well, now I done put a target on my chest now because I'm head up with them now, and they know that I don't like them. Did you get any repercussions from your actions?
Let me tell you a part of the strategy. Everything in local politics and national politics work through relationship, right? And when I was trying to tell some of these people up in Seattle how to move, they just was against me. So I came up here without the support of the black community, right? Because all they could think about is, oh, he's a pimp. He used to be a pimp, and they didn't take me serious. And I was trying to give them game, so they was feeling like I didn't know what I was talking about. So I just said, okay, I'm going to let the work speak for itself, right? So I was telling them, whenever you want to build power, remember that word, build power. It's not a constant word in our communities, but it's a constant word in the political atmosphere. Building power is a big word. So you got to learn how to build power. You build power by building alliances and relationships. So I went about starting building relationships with some of the most powerful political folks in our state, you know, from Senator Murray, who was the third most powerful U.S. senator in the country, you know what I'm saying, to Camilla Jayapal, to the mayor, to the police chief, to the sheriff, to the governor. And ultimately, as I built that power and start bringing all people together, what I wanted our community to know was they could beat us. They could beat us because they've learned how to do it, but they can't beat everybody. So when you bring everybody, and one of the key factors that I used was I used the families that had gone through the same tragedy as I'd gone through, white families, Asian families, Latino families, Native families, and I brought them together and put them out there to tell their story. And let me tell you what that did. Because everybody in their own community saw that this just wasn't a black problem. So black people, white people, Asians, because they seen people up there telling the same story that we do, right? So white people start feeling like, man, we're not doing this for black people. We're doing this for us. Asians start saying, we're not doing this for black people. We're doing this for us. This is a problem for us, too. You have to let people know that it's bigger than just our community. This is an American problem. That's how I got everybody on board. And when I got everybody on board, we forced the police and the police unions to submit because they couldn't beat us all. Because they had everybody, every nationality, everyone saying that what you guys did is wrong. We have to change this law. And that's how I got them to do it. So after they start seeing the progress, then our people, of course, start trying to come along. But I didn't get the support in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? But that's okay because my father taught me how to stand alone. You feel me?
That's
so,
right.
You know, out of that, I built all these relationships and I start consulting the governor and all the way on down. When there was an incident or a situation, they gonna call on me. So I was able to get up in those big old rooms that we're not privy to most of the time. But I forced my way through with the work. The work began to open the doors up, and they couldn't stop me. Right? So it wasn't a matter of he was a pimp anymore because they kept saying the results, and they keep seeing all the people rally around me. And then all these politicians say, we want to get on board with this initiative that Andre is pushing. And we won. And we won. We defeated law enforcement. We won. And they were shocked to this day. They think I did it with smoke and mirrors. So because of that,
yeah.
I'm going to get to why I got to the music. Because of that tweet, the mayor hired me as a city consultant, which is a street czar. She hired me to help because of the success that I had in passing the law. But when the media, Fox News, and all these different outlets start finding out that I was hired as this consultant getting $150,000 for the year, they start saying, Seattle's hired this pimp, and it went all over. That's when I start having a lot of pressure. Pimping young girls and trafficking young girls, and I mean, all these things start coming on. And so the girl that was involved in my case that was young, she got in contact with the news media outlet and went on the news and told them, I couldn't sit back after all this time and see you destroy this man's life by lying about my story. First of all, I lied about my age. She's saying all this on the news. He's nothing that you guys said he was. I haven't seen him. I'm 38 years old now, but I'm not going to let you use me to destroy him. And they was pissed off, man. Because everything they tried to do, God made sure, the Most High made sure that, yeah, he looked out for me. But because of that tweet, because no matter what powerful stuff I did in this country, how much influence I had in getting the law changed, so much so that the president called me personally, they still want to try to destroy me with my past. So I said to myself, oh, that's what you want, huh? Oh, you want
to
hear about my past? You want
to
talk about my past?
Give it to them all.
I said, let me tell you what.
Give it to them all.
I can talk about my past way better than you. I'm about to wear your ass out. I got a platform that's going to allow me to talk about it. I'm about to wear your ass out since that's all you want to hear about. That's why I got into this music game, baby.
So that's why the mini shades of Dre is about to slap him on the back of the neck with the baby powder. I can dig it.
Please believe.
I can dig it.
Please believe.
I can dig it.
Who the hell could be mad at you, man?
Wow. And I know your son, your daughter, Cass, is like proud. Male is looking down on you like, my boy, he done paved his way. And look, you know what? Our lives is kind of intertwined spiritually and cosmically. Because you had some health issues as well. And big shout out to Dove, man, for, you know, giving you a kidney. And you even caught COVID. You beat that. It's like, dude, you damn near Superman around this piece. You are almost
Superman. All praises
Superman,
to the Most High. All praises to the Most High.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, all
but
praises to the Most High, man.
What they don't know is that your daughter and your son, you know, graduated from Yale and from UCLA. So that right
Yeah.
So you're a father, you're an activist, you're a former PI. You've been married for over 23 years.
23 years. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, damn, dude, you've actually lived a hell of a commendable life. You have a voice to the world. So, I mean, can't nobody really judge you on your past because your present has been so positive. So now you're going to give them what they want to hear. There we go. Do your
thing. Yeah, that's what they want.
Okay, nobody be mad at that.
Watch this, watch this, man. I was in this meeting with all the biggest high official police officers and the big presidents and the unions, and we was having this meeting, you know, because all this police accountability stuff. So I stopped the meeting. I said, I got a problem. I said, I got to speak to the elephant in the room. They're looking at me like, what are you talking about? First words I said is, you guys are all hypocrites. Boy, they was looking at me. I said, let me explain myself. I said, look, this is a true story. I said, look. Have any of you guys, when you guys were on the beat, you know, or your patrol cars, seen somebody that you might have felt was maybe involved in a gang or maybe going in the wrong direction? And have you ever told those individuals that they could change their life and they could get back on the right path? And they all shook their heads, you know, maybe about 20 of them in the room shaking their heads. These are large, big officials, you know. And I said, that's funny. I said, you know, at the time, I think I was married about 20 years at the time. I said, I've been married 20 years. I said, I got a son graduated Yale. I got a daughter that graduated UCLA. Like, my other daughters have been married. My son is in the entertainment industry. I've lectured at universities. I have a published book. You know what I'm saying? I said, don't you think I'm the prime example of a redeemed life? And they're looking. I said, well, here, that's funny. I said, you know what those people on the streets is thinking? This is what they're thinking. They said, I might not never do all the things that Andre Taylor have done. I might not never do it. But at least I know that it's possible. But if that's the height, one of the heights of what a person can accomplish after coming from these streets and these gutters, and you still judging him, why the fuck should I change my life then? You keep telling them people they can change their life, and here I am at the height of a changed life, and you're judging me. So what you're giving to them is bullshit because they're looking and saying, wait a minute, you don't believe what you're telling me. Man, I shut the whole place down, and I never one time had no more problem out of them officers or their president.
They couldn't have no type of rebuttal. What rebuttal could they give you for something like that? Because it was true right up in their grill. You've actually done
Man.
That. And the book itself was, what's the adjective I'm looking for? What's the adjective, G. Lou, that I'm looking for to describe that book? The Makers of a Man is like, look, no matter what you do in life, if you're fair and honest about it, it's not about the means, it's about the goal. If I have to steal a loaf of bread and some salami to feed my family, don't judge me because I stole a loaf of bread. Judge me by the intentions that I did it. Feel me?
Mm-hmm,
so what you did is what you did to get where you at today. Dre, man, all I can say, man, super respect, super admiration, super love, man. They can't even hate on you no more at this stage of the game. They're running out of bullets. They done ran out of bullets to hate on you.
Yeah, I listen, man, I was over here. I was just living my life, you know, being an activist, and you guys want to push me. You want to poke the bear? You guys just seen what I did to you guys. You guys ain't no believers yet? So you want to poke the bear. Oh, but he was this. He was that. Oh, I see what game this is. I can play it way better than you, and you about to see. Oh, I can play it way better than you because it ain't no game to me. It was real life to me. But since that's what you want to hear, oh, boy, I'm about to have a time of my life telling you about it.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Now you're going to give it to him full-fledged.
Hey,
giving it to him full-fledged straight out the gate.
But they said, Dre, man, well, you look like you're going backwards. Dre, it looked like you're going backwards. I'm not going backwards. I have a right to tell my story. Just like if a mob boy come home from prison and he write a book and the book becomes a movie, I have the same right to tell my testimony of what I lived and what I went through. And my father told me, whenever you tell your own story, you got to be true. So I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to talk the vernacular. I'm going to speak how I felt at the time that I was doing it. I'm going to give everybody everything they want, just in a just in an entertainment platform, right? But I got the right to tell my story, and I'm going to tell it, because I really haven't told it. They've seen some parts in American Pimp. We've alluded to certain things on YouTube. But this music that allows me to get the platform, that allowed 50 Cent and Jay-Z and all these other dudes to talk about their life, bro, I'm going to talk about mine. And I don't care what anybody else thinks. I believe the Most High sent me on this assignment because there's a demographic of our people that need to be reached that ain't nobody reaching. And bless them brothers out there, they're getting money and all that, but they're not projecting something that's positive. See, when I first get the attention, it's a strategy. You know how the music game goes, tweet, you know?
Yes, sir.
You got to go in there and let them know that you King Kong. So I got to go in here and remind these cats who the hell I am. I'm going to remind you the accolades, the things that I've done in this game cross country. I'm going to let you know I'm King Kong so I can get their goddamn attention. Then once I get their attention, I can reflect to them the life that I live, married, children graduating school, yada, 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 yada. Not just the bottle, not just the club, not just broads twerking and all that stuff. I'm going to let them know what a real man's life reflects. But you got to go in there and you got to establish dominance first. And that's my first focus is to go in there and give them the business.
There you go.
Yes,
sound like Mel. You sound like Mel. And look, they don't understand how powerful a position that Mel Taylor played in your life. See, a lot of people didn't really have that. If they understood who Mel was, they would understand who Dre was. Feel me?
Yes.
So all of that, man, in the whole spectrum of things, all of that matters, sir. All of that matters because you was raised by a real one. And that's what you're just a product of your environment, basically.
Yeah.
And you put on your pants leg, one leg at a time, like everybody else. You just knew how to coordinate a suit with a tie together. And you was articulate, and you was gorgeous, and there we go.
look, Tweet, let me tell you one of the things my father told me that helped me elevate out of the millions of things that he said, but this one thing I want to share with the audience. One day my dad said, son, let me talk to you. I said, okay, Dad. He said, I got expectations of you, son. I said, I know. He said, but let me explain to you what I mean. He said, with all your limitations that you might feel you have as a black man, with the system against you as a black man, I expect you to run this race of life, right? And I expect for you to get to the finish line. I was like, oh, Dad, I could do that. I'm doing that, Dad. He said, no. He said, wait. He said, son, I expect for you to be first across the finish line. I sat back. I was like, oh, shit. He was so brilliant because he's telling me those aren't limitations that I've just spoken to you. He knew in order for me to give him what he was asking of me, I would have to create the genius inside of me in order to manifest what he's asking of me. He was so brilliant knowing how to motivate, showing me how to go inside myself and create the genius that's necessary for whatever you want to do. That's the father that I had.
Yeah, Mel. Mel was a great man. And it's like if Mel was a racehorse and you was the first stock, he was destined to win the Kentucky Derby because he was bred. You know, that's the difference between a lot of people, man. Wow. Let me go to some music, you know, man, the call lines lighting up and all of that. G. Lou, man, big shout out to the sponsors, man, real fast for us because we just talking. G. Lou, you there, sir? Okay. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Ms. Makita Smith, man. My girl, man. NY Jazz, NYPRE.com. Makita Smith, the publicist of the stars, represent Dre, amongst a lot of other famous people that you might know. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Stacey Adams Incorporated, MagnificentWax.com, ThePimpCouncil.com, and we're going to do it like this. This is the Dre debut.
Yeah.
The end of life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's knocking season. Yeah. Talk about the players out there. You know, it's knocking season night. Yeah. You gon' feel this shit. A day in the life of a pimp, no cap. Call D on the phone.
Nigga, what's on?
Then go to the corner store, pop the gas cap, and open the map, nigga, point to a track. We on our way to stump damn man. We hit the bay first, the Tenderloin. Seen a couple pieces, but the nigga kept going. We up on the highway to the Pacific Northwest. That's known to get the nigga a bit jiffy pressed, even if a nigga ain't even at his best. Now we in the C-Town, plenty work around. It used to be pimping, but the gang bangers took the town. We didn't leave empty-handed, we knocked two square snows. By the end of the night, they won't be squares no more. We was headed to Canada, in that order. But it's hard to get through the slot, niggas cross the border.
A day in the life of this game, a day in the life of this game, a day in the life of this game, a day in the life of this game.
Bitch down and make the shit plain, and watch the bitch transform. I love this game. We in the city of sin now, no way, no how. I'm leaving the city without a 50G stockpile. Some niggas leave before they get started. I stick and move, cause it's hard to hit a moving target. I come to your town just like Moses when the sea we fuck with pimps. We never fuck with lame. That's why I love the many, many perks of the game. At every major event we there, and even with hoes we sin, we fair. We chop it up, we argue, we agree. But a pimp with a bitch will never call a plea. So you know a bitch is paying if you see her with me.
Like the president, all I'm trying to do is just get elected. I'm dressed fresher than a motherfucking peppermint, so it's kinda hard for the bitch to neglect it. If she chews up on this game, I'm gon' build you up just like Tetris. But you choosing up on the lane, bitch, that's how you gon' end up in a wreck, bitch. I'm down and around like gum on the ground, looking for a bitch that can hold up my crown. Started popping my pee, she like Ty's sound. Now she packing the clothes, ready to skip town. I put her on some gang, she was lost, now she found. And I get paid from hoes, I don't gotta push pound. I got plenty gold, so I need it right now. Bitch, you bout to get broke, sexed and turned out.
Have you offended my name, Osama Hussein, Kuwait Cadillac? You have offended me, in my motel Magnum. You have offended all of us. You come in here with all these white men coming in and out. You ask for soap every time. What is this soap for? You need more soap. You use up my soap. Go to 7-Eleven and get this soap. I don't care. They can't have so any more soap. What is going on, Cadillac? $25. I need money for the guests you have coming and going. There is too much going on. Soap going, coming going. Nobody saying me no money losing. No, Cadillac, please tell me what is going on. You smell like soap, then you have my iron. You have not brought me back my iron yet. I can see your pants, they are creased, they are fine looking, and I have not seen my iron back with Cadillac. And then the white man, wait, we had an agreement, Cadillac. You held an agreement with me. You said, every white man, $25. It has been 3 days, I have between 20 white men, like Osama Hussein and Tweed Cadillac, are okay right now. Willie, I see you in the morning, continental breakfast. You and your girls come down here, eat about the food that is free for everybody, and it's okay. Really what I just need is I need my money. I really need my money and there will be no more problems, okay? If you don't give me my money, there will be problems. I will need my money to eat Cadillac. You have to 2 o'clock to give me my money. I would cut off your internet. I would stop the continental breakfast. And if your partner here, I don't know, Mr. Insane, looking at my daughters, no. With Cadillac, there will be very much problems between us. I see what's going on. I will roll up on you in my camera in your house, sir. Do not play with me. You guys are coming still with the white men coming in. And now look at that white man coming in right now. What is this? Sweet Cadillac, this is not a game. I need my money, sir. Do not play with me. I know the ways of the sand. I do not play that shit. I am Osama Hussein, sir. Do you not think I am related? Suicide bomb your ass.
This is Orange Juice Jones, and you're tuned into 93.3 FM Ism. On the After Six Cruise Mix, tell a hater to tell a player, we're rolling, and the kind stuff. Here dig.
Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.3 FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
Hi, this is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
You a bunch of beautiful lies, then bent you over and gave it all to Bevin. God, I mean, really putting this here swipe down without removing your nightgown. Girl, you think you can best yourself, you should stop. No, I don't want you to think for 1 millisecond I'm bullshitting, girl, cause that's what the big pimp is really not. See, I'm a pimp from Pomona. We'll put these dress-ups right on you, take it to the nearest corner to teach you to sell that cock. And the gaming for the gimmicks, you gotta be swift on your feet like enemies and willing to take one for the Pomona team. We fucking convicted felons, lawyers, millionaires, and reverends. I got all these bases covered, you know what I mean? And it ain't no turning back when you're fucking with this here Pomona Mac. And just as sure as I'm sitting here smoking on this purple, straight lace, get her down, representing this here Pomona town. You'll never fit a square up in my circle.
Let me tell you, first of all, what he's got, that he can't be stopped. No. He's a type of characters that move and always when he keeps the women back and bread with those. Having them stress, they can have over and rest. Every time you get to see him on the track. Have his baby's fantasy, for the chores we've all been doing.
Now, my phantom cost more in my house, 1.5. You think I'ma let one of you can't do it push me? The problems I got a grown. You better leave me the fuck alone, cause everything I own come out of a bitch's pussy. Everybody know about your nigga, even my hoes wear chinchillas. All they know about rabbit is seeing it hop around. My bottom bitch had one as a pet, but she couldn't make it to the vet. That motherfucker died under her bed when the house burnt down. Now we sharper than white fish underwater, slicker than a mermaid's daughter, deeper than a whale, shit singing in the sea. My hoes are never detailed, they clam it up like sea details. Tell I make B-Zell, that's on the P. Oh, you see me for the fast one, fuck one of my hoes for free. Man, I'ma scream this shit out loud, man, I doubt it. But ever since then, man, that hoe paid me 10 grand, and I whoop her motherfucking ass every time I think about it.
So let me tell you, first of all, what he's got, that he can't be stopped. No, he's just got the characters moving forward when he keeps the women back from bed with those. Having them stress, he's just never the best. Every time you get to see him on the track, got the baby's
Yeah, this theme is so extravagant, elegant, and immaculate. Performed properly is the only solution. For only proper pimping to me, man, and I put that on the beat. Ever prevented poor prostitution? My conclusion to the confusion, man, is sometimes amusing, knowing how deep the Pomona pimping is in this game. I'm willing to make a bet, man, I'm a seasoned Pomona vet. Once you fuck with the pimping, you'll never be the same. Now, hypothetically speaking, if your right hand started to tweak, would you cry to your left hand and then complain? Cause if you know what I know, man, that left hand will grab you by your throat and choke your ass out like your right hand did, man. So won't you take this as a blessing, and let alone a lesson, and run tell everybody what the pimp just did? And don't you ever come around here drunk looking like a monkey punk trying to serve me a steak dinner on a trash can lid.
No, he's a type of character moving over 20 feet to swim and break them bread with. No, having sex is your favorite best. Every time you get to see him on the track, got the sense of the team for the chance to roll the people's brain in the left. Shotgunning with Tweed Cadillac, baby. The After Six Cruise mix. Pimpin' ain't easy, but it's easy to a pimp.
You know, Dub, I don't know. I've been trying to tell these cats. You know, it take a lot of work to put in to be like me. You know, Dub?
My man can never be replicated or duplicated. But if you sit back and learn, you might be able to emulate it.
They wanna be just like me. They really wanna idolize me. They really wanna be just like me. They really wanna just shine like me. I can't be imitated. I can't be duplicated. Hey, time, they just remedied it.
Bitches, my face. You wanna be big like the Empire State. You wanna change your name from gorgeous to great. A rep that's respected from state to state. I got partners that I love that can eat off my plate. I never let a bitch put me in the crunch. But I do fly shit for a bitch if I want. I took a bitch from the Beta LA just for lunch. I noticed everything about the bitch, all the new shit. Her new earrings and even her lipstick. The new lingerie to grow a man to his bitch shit. I need the trap now, but trust a nigga, we'll hit it. So bring your sexy ass over here, let's get with it. I take you around the world, bitch, and give you some culture. I got the eagle eye, so watch out for the vulture.
They really wanna be just like me. They really wanna idolize me.
That you please, but I'm so high, oxygen is a need.
What?
And I'm so fly, it's hard to conceive. You wanna wear all blue folk suits? I even got the Gucci Gator boots. You wanna say you left your mark on the world? And when you speak, you drop nothing but pearls. You wanna say the bitch, they ate the money. And when I think about the shit, it was funny. Cause the nigga that I knocked name was funny. And when I served him, he was dark in the face. The nigga damn near tore up his place.
Damn.
You wanna tell a bitch to follow your lead.
Yeah.
And if you do, you fulfill all the needs.
They really wanna be just like me. They really wanna idolize me. They really wanna be just like me. They really wanna just shine like me. I can't be imitated. I can't be duplicated. Hey, time, they just remedied it.
up, y'all? This is AMG, the tour guide in your vertical joyride. And you're listening to 93.3 FM ISM. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and funk for your trunk, baby.
Just understand, we are in full demand, rolling like Nolan, and the car ain't stolen, man. Ray,
yes,
man.
Sir.
You are definitely the man, sir. And what I need to say right about now is they got to bow down to a group. I'm not surprised that you spit ism over a beat now, because you could have did that 20 years ago if you wanted to. But everything that you did, this game is verified. Every bar that you spit is solidified. You really ain't got that to prove. You feel me? But I'm glad that you bring it to the forefront. And it's just kind of ironic how you could do a video, and the video, oh, man, we ain't got it to knocking season yet. You done pulled out all the vets and all of that, and, you know, and you know, Virgil solidified it, and it was like, wow. But the cap that you told, dude, look, man, all you had to do was say that shit. Wouldn't have to be here.
Right.
So diplomatic, man. So diplomatic, man. You are the true epitome of a gentleman of leisure, man. I commend you.
That's all love.
Man, I appreciate you more. Hey, man, how's your health, man?
It's going good, man. You know, it's all well, man. We're just going through the process of a new transplant now, so that's all good. But, you know, that ain't even stopped me. That never stopped me. You know, we keep it pushing. Doing everything I did before, you know?
Indeed. Much love to Dove, man, because that's like giving you a baby. For her to give you a kidney is like giving you a baby, man. I mean, that man, she's beautiful. She's loyal. I mean, you can't really ask for too much more. Feel me?
No. Oh, well, I always say a girl, if you ask a girl for some coochie, she'll give it to you. If you start talking about a kidney, she say, what? I don't need no kidney.
Wow.
Dove gave me life. You know, she gave me life. I'm still here because of her. Yeah.
You got a point there. That's something that money and accolades could never buy, man. Man, big shout out to Dove, man. Stand down for a crown. And she deserves to sit on that pedestal. She deserves all of that.
Yes, indeed.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, where are we going to go from here, Dre? What's the horizon look like for you from this point?
Well, like I said, man, whatever I go at, I calculate, and I go at it with tunnel vision until I manifest what I think is success to me. So I'm going to make sure this turns into what I want, and then we already planning to do the move, you know, but we're doing everything by steps. Put the music out there, make people remember, make them have a desire for something other than killing one another, you know what I'm saying? And let our people get turned on with knowledge and game again. You know what I'm saying? Where their focus becomes interior instead of exterior. You feel me? So that's really what the plan is, and we're going to manifest it.
I can dig it how you, threw cash in there, man, to, you know, let him get his shine on. And, man, he was looking good and suited and booted and felt good about it. Held his head up like, yeah, it's my daddy, boy.
That's right.
College educated,
right.
Ivy Leaguer.
Hey,
Ivy Leaguer was in there looking good, man. He was looking good.
My son,
man.
Yeah, that's my second. That's my older son. He's the one that graduated. Yeah, Kylan is the one that's been in the entertainment. So my oldest son, you know, he got his family. He just moved out to Houston from Washington, and he's doing well. He got four kids with a wife. He's been with. They've been together 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm really proud of what he's doing. Kylan is my mini-me. So we going to do this music together, man, because he's so brilliant and talented. It's like my mini-me. You know, he looked just like me. We're going to do a new video probably in Miami around the 13th. And in this video, he's going to play the younger me. So we're excited about that, man. So, yeah, that's my guy right here. That's my guy, man.
That's beautiful, man. That's that, and that's that free czar PI shit. I ain't mad at you, man.
Yeah, man.
Get it,
hey,
by
look, man,
all
what
means.
I wanna do. You see how I brought everybody in? My son, Dub, everybody's involved in the campaign, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody's involved, and that's how I like doing things. I want to reflect that to our people. You know, that it's not just a me thing, it's a we thing. We all coming up together. Just how I was in the game. You know? Yeah.
Indeed. And you still got the loves from the PIs that's still around. I mean, no, man, even for you to even have known and built relationships with folks like Virgil and Fillmore and all the other notables that everybody know about. I mean, that right there solidifies your conviction into what you did when you did what you did, you know. And I don't want people to, you know, get twisted like you back out there, because some people are stupid. Oh, Dre back pimping or something. They might think it's
all
bullshit.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but
that's hilarious.
But folks are so uninformed and tunnel vision too. They might think that, you know, you might be back doing what you was doing, but no. So we're going to put that disclaimer out there. You just solidifying your place in the sun, man. You know, it's like, look, y'all going to recognize. Exactly.
Yeah,
y'all going to recognize.
I'm just telling my testimony.
Exactly.
But for somebody to think I'm back in the game, how foolish would that be after I'm dealing with the largest police unions in the country? I'm going to go back into the game? Are you serious?
Folks are so stupid. They see shit on the surface and don't really understand what the plan is. So sometimes, you know, you got to just break it down to them in their lowest terms so they can really comprehend. So for folks thinking that
ridiculous.
Getting Dre back on Sepulveda, no, it ain't like that.
I'm just teaching folks how to take it to a whole new level where you ain't got to look over your back and over your shoulder, but just to tell your story. You know, I told my dude one time, I said, man, the key to life is to live long enough so that your stories become valuable enough that people would want to pay for them. And that's what I'm doing.
Wow. There you go. There you go.
That's what I'm doing.
That opens the door for not just a documentary, but a Netflix movie on Gorgeous Trey. I mean, you can...
Yeah.
So many directions that you can actually go in. Even if you had to fund it yourself, it can go down. But
we're thinking about a six to nine part series to be able to tell the complete story, because like I said, it's the unbelievable truth. Here you are, a man from the streets, you know, from the gutter, rise high enough up to lead the country on police accountability, you know, to come to a political realm and conquer them in that political realm as I did on the street. It's just an unbelievable story, but it's true. You know, and so, you know what I say, man? I hear a lot of people out there talking, conscious folks, and I'm glad that they're talking. But my first question to a lot of these people be, whatever your philosophy is, if your philosophy hasn't impacted your own community, your own city, and your own state, why are you keep trying to sell your philosophy to us as a people? Make sure that whatever philosophy you have the receipts, that it has impacted your own community first, then your city, then your state, and then hopefully the country. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not talking. There's a whole bunch of cats out there doing some talking, but I really got the real receipts. You know what I'm saying? The real receipts.
Right.
But it don't seem like they interested. Are people interested in those receipts? Because I don't know what it is, man. It's just, I don't know if it's way over their heads or what, or is it too unbelievable? But I got the key how to defeat the system. I've done it. A man from the street, from the pimp life, from the game, I've done it. I got the keys. I would think that our people would kind of tap in. Man, Dre, let us know what you did, how you did this, man, so we can take this to our city and our state. But no.
Well, you've been the blueprint. Man, if they didn't follow the pattern and read the notes, they will never get it. You know, man, they're so disposable and want instant gratification on some bullshit. It's like, you know, the bras looking for purses and the niggas is looking for fake diamonds and chains. So it's kind of hard to steer them in a direction that could be meaningful to them. But as long as you keep pressing that line, man, you're going to be all right. And you are basically making an impact. G. Lou,
yeah, I can't
man,
give
are
up
you
on
there,
us.
Sir? G. Lou, are you there? What up, my co-host?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sir, yes. Sir. You want to say something to Dre, man? Because I lost you
man,
a minute ago. I wasn't sure. Oh, all right.
I'm here. It was out, but I want to say, Dre, man, it's incredible to hear you speak. You know, many years later, I heard the first interview you did with Sweet years ago, and even before that, followed the story, of course, worldwide documentaries have been a part of movies, people heard his name. But to have you speaking on it, and so do what you've done again to prove again that you can change the game. And now with the music, man, it's just incredible. So it's just a blessing to have you here, brother, still, for you to tell your story and to be in our presence tonight. You know, it's a good game.
I appreciate that, family. That's all love. You know, I appreciate that. I mean that. You know, one
it
thing
really
I do
is
love our people. Mm-hmm.
It really is. It really is. And the funny part about it that I find kind of remarkable as well is when a person can adapt to the streets, you can adapt to the suite. And for you to be able to just stand up and continuously bounce that ball, because I always tell G. Lou, as long as you're bouncing that ball down the court, man, you're going to get closer and closer to the goal that you're trying to reach. And you've been doing that consistently. And I watched you, even though we lost contact for a few years, but I've noticed the progression. I've seen you bounce that ball. And basically, I've emulated and followed that same pattern, because I know that a quitter never wins and a winner never quit. And you're one of those guys. Mm. No matter all the adversity that you went through, you stood tall through it all, man. You are a man, and the funny part about it, it reminds me of the Temptation movie when the old lady on the porch was like, "You're the one that kept the group together, and you know you're a success as a man." So whatever you did to get there, and then she had that tear coming out of her eye, and she told Otis like, "Man, you've always been the one that, you know, to keep it together, and you are a success as a man." That right
That's
there
beautiful.
Is going to be your claim to fame, because you
yes,
kept
sir,
the ball
beautiful.
Bouncing, sir. You've actually kept the ball bouncing, and basically that's all that matters, because you have something to make your children proud of, and they don't have to hold their head down because my daddy was a pimp. That don't mean nothing now. Look at all the other things that their daddy. So, you've done it, sir. Sky's the limit, man, for Mr. Andre Taylor. All you got to do is keep drinking your water, flush the kidneys, keep drinking that water, keep your mask on so you don't get COVID again, and you're going to be all right, sir.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
I believe that. I believe that, man. And my prayer is going to go out for you all the time, because I know how you impacted my life. I never thought I would even get an interview with you to begin with from the giddy up. And we became friends from that point. And man, it's an honor and a privilege just to even be able to sit down and chop up game, man. We're going to be facing again. So I commend you, man.
Yeah. Man, I love you for that, family. You know, I'm still working because there's still a lot of work needs to be done. I'm not done. I feel like I'm just getting started again.
There you go.
There's some more doors. There's some more doors that need to be knocked down, and I'm about to come do it. Please believe.
Well, hey, man. Hey, if they don't want to open the door, man, we'll slide through a window or something. You feel me?
Yeah, we ain't asking no more, though. We're breaking down the doors. We ain't asking no more, you know? The asking part is over with, you know? Let's just break them down now, you know? And that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Are you able to talk with the Hughes brothers?
You know, I talked to
Are you still
Alan
in contact
few,
with them?
Yeah, I talked to them a few years ago. You see, they're not you know, they kind of split up a little bit because, you know, they brothers and they fall out with each other sometimes. And the last I heard, Albert was living in Europe and Alan was out here still, you know, producing shows, you know. So, but I haven't talked to them guys in a while because the last time they were thinking about trying to redo American 20-something years later. I thought that would be a great idea. But, you know, I let them know, yeah, that would be a great idea. But, you know, guys are sharp now. You know, American Pimp made $100 million. You ain't going to get nobody for free. I can guarantee you that. Yeah.
Wow.
On DVD sales.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Hughes brothers sold it to MGM. MGM was the ones that made all the money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's the major producers that would know that shit. If we solidify Dre, we probably can get Farley, and we probably could get Fillmore, and man, it could be an American too without a problem, man. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna take some funding, but that could happen. It definitely could happen. And show the progression of each and every individual from point A to point B, because Farley, mm-hmm. he went through some shit too, you know, man, the jail and all of that outside stimulus type of things, you feel me? And Fillmore is getting old. Oh, man, I can see that happening. Just got to get with the right. You probably can get Jay-Z on the phone. You never know. You got that much juice, Dre. You probably could get a meeting with Jay-Z. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
If anybody could pull it off, it would probably be you. I can really see that happening.
Several years ago, I seen Jay-Z at Beyonce's party down in L.A. when she was giving a BET party. And when he saw me, he was like, damn, Dre, man. He was like, man, you was talking shit on that film, man. And Puffy was there, too. And Puffy was like, when'd you get out, Dre? So they know. They know the work. You know what I'm saying? But that was way before I did Police Accountability. You know, and all this other stuff.
Of course they do.
You know.
But they looking. They looking. Like everybody else is looking. Everybody else is. Man, people will follow you and won't say a word. But they looking at every move that you make. I know that because it's been in my career the same way. They're not going to acknowledge what you're doing, but best believe they looking, they lurking, they waiting to see what's next. You can make some phone calls and get some shit happening. It's basically
well,
up
tell
to
you,
you and what you want to do.
I'm going to tell you this. All that other stuff, I don't care how much money you got. There's a whole bunch of people who got millions of dollars that couldn't achieve what we achieved with Police Accountability. That took black genius. That's what that took. That took black genius. So at some point, when the Most High is ready, he'll put all the pieces together to do my life story. You know what I'm saying? But until then, I got a lot of my work to do. I'm not trying to play from a position of weakness. I'm playing from a position of strength. So when I go to anybody, it ain't to have my hand out. It ain't, will you do this? In Police Accountability, I never said, would you do this? You know what I said? Here's an opportunity. Let me give you an opportunity to build with me in doing something. But as far as will you do this, that's playing from a position of weakness. Just a tweaking of the words. Let me offer you an opportunity because I'm going to do it anyway. But here's an opportunity for you to be involved. If you can't see the vision, then whatever, you know? I'm not worried about that shit. I'm gonna make it happen.
Right, that's
I've been
deep
doing it
right
all my
there.
Life.
That's deep right there. Exactly. It's like get in on the ground level if you want to be a part of something bigger than you. Yeah, that makes a man so much sense. So much sense, man. Let's go to the phone lines because I think we got some callers probably want to chop it up, man, with a legend. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Caller, you're live on 93.3 FM ISM with the gorgeous
Ray. This is Rev Ali, man. Rev Ali, man, right here, man. I heard about I'm listening to the guest you got, and I just want to say to you, man, you know, much love to you, man. Hugs and everything. I don't know. Have you ever heard of kombucha before?
I haven't.
Well, you know, I heard you say something about you might have had a little illness or something, but you can shake it off, man. I just wanted to tell you about kombucha. It's C-O-M, B-U-C-H-A. And you can get them. It's like a, it's a organic raw tea that was created in, you know, they say China. Some say it came from Russia or whatever. But anyway, you find them at Trader Joe's and some most supermarkets. They'll be in the health food department, you know, and you'll find them. They say kombucha. You get you some of them, man. Find which ones you like. The mango is a good one. You know, the gingerade is a good one. And then you have to, you know, do the taste for yourself after the other ones and go. But drink that, man, and get you some spirulina, get you some chlorella, and stay on the dose. Spirulina and chlorella is cousins. They fight heavy radicals and free radicals. And heavy metals in your body. You know, I'm sure you know about that. And then also keep you some turmeric. You know, turmeric clean your blood, and then, you know, I don't know if you could handle, you know, I eat raw garlic with some with Fritos. Fritos is like one of the chips that don't have that MSG in them. It's like one of the bag of chips that don't have MSG. But I take raw garlic cloves, and I, you know, a few of them, five of them or something, and then I chew one garlic clove down. That'll help you, man. You know, keep these suckers up off you, man.
Yeah, well, let me say how I got kidney failure. It's called FSGS, which normally impacts African Americans. My father had it, and he passed it down to me. Is how I got FSGS. You know, it was hereditary. So I used to tell my dad, I want to be just like you. But God damn, man, I didn't want to be this much like you when you gave me this FSGS. But I'm gonna try that, man.
Yeah, I just wanted, you know, I love to keep my brothers alive. And when I hear you and I feel you and I see you got knowledge and you got wisdom and you got good character, then the Rev Ali going to try to tell you what you can do. You know, not that you don't know already, but just a reminder, like, man, go look at those little few things to keep your life going, man. Distilled water, distilled drinking water. And, you know, if you keep in touch with me, I even let you know about the real free sauce that the Most High gave you for the rest of your life, you know, and I'll put you up on that. You probably already know, but, you know, the Most High will never leave you nor forsake you, and he gave you a belly of water, and you will have to use that water, whether you drink water or not. There is water flowing in the belly of yourself, my brother. God bless you, man.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you, family. Thank you.
Yes, sir. One love, G. Lou. One love, Tweed Cadillac. Right. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you. I love you both.
Hey, man, God bless you, sir. And God bless you.
Hey, G. Lou, you was going to say something a minute ago.
Yeah, I was, man. I think I lost my train. Okay, what I was going to ask you, Dre, was how do you deal with these young peas now? I know they're still, like, even though you're removed from the game, I know you influence so many. And what's the word I'm looking for? Nourish, like, you know, raise some of these young teens. And I hear a lot of them speak about you very highly still, and even the sinfuls, you know, all these people. So how do you kind of lecture or kind of you know,
well, let me tell you, fam, I don't know what happened, it dropped, but let me just tell you. I'm real far removed from all of that, but I know there's so much information that free information that I put out there for anyone in any work field can benefit from. So, you know, I feel like I've done enough work through my life and through all the information I have out there on my YouTube that if somebody wants some information, they can go through all my daily fire. I did for 1 year straight, and I did that for the people. You know, because I know I was going to be far removed, but here's some information out there. I'm not teaching you how to pimp. I'm teaching you how to be a man. And once you know how to be a man, you can apply that to any area of your life and you can win with it. You know, as I said in American Pimp, my father said you got to be a man before you anything. So there's no really pimp doctrine that I give people. I give people man doctrine. You know, that's why I was kind of upset with the little guy now who's pretty famous, Kevin Samuels. Because, you know, although he says a lot of good shit, a lot of shit that he says is wrong. To me, whenever a man blames a woman about anything, you demeaning yourself as a man. You don't hear no other race of people talking and blaming their women for shit, because it makes you look weak and pitiful. And I got a problem with so many guys, you know, having an excuse not to be a man. You know what I'm saying? And then running behind the blaming of a woman. It's like, I remember I was life coaching this dude, and he came to me and he said, "Dre, man, if my girl would have did this, 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 and this, I would have did that." I said, "Man, don't you ever say no shit like that to me again." And he said, "What you mean, Dre? You tripping?" I said, "Man, what you're really saying is in order for you to be a man, you need her to be a woman." I said, "Nigga, please. You be a man regardless of whether she gonna be a woman or not. You ain't a man. Your manhood ain't predicated upon her being a woman. You be a woman because it's a you be a man because it's the right thing to do." So whenever I hear somebody out there giving these Negroes, my people, an excuse, and the excuse is a black woman, I got a problem with that. And you know, and all his fans, they don't like me. They be pushing back. I don't give a damn. The truth don't stand. You know, I love being in the fire. I was born in it. So, you know, I don't like that shit, man. That shit is diminishing our men. We're the only men upon the face of the earth that's blaming our women. What the fuck wrong with us? That's some unmanly ass shit. You just ain't, you ain't enough of a man.
I believe. Go ahead. And, man, for me to speak on that, I believe that Kevin's mission is to hold women accountable, because as he speaks on his propaganda, we don't want fat girls that are not fit, that are not willing to get on our plan. He wants them to be stand up and be the women that us as black kings deserve. Don't be have four baby daddies and expect a rich guy to come rescue you when you let yourself go. To understand his principles and philosophies, he's basically just holding the black woman accountable, because she's been
okay, but
out
watch
here
this,
tweet. Really
watch
nilly,
this.
Though.
Watch this. Yeah, okay. That's just a little small part of what he's saying. And what I'm saying is a way bigger picture, right? What I'm saying, if we believe some of the scriptures, when Adam and Eve got into that situation, even though Eve was the lady, the person that sinned, the Bible said Adam didn't sin, Eve sinned. So if the woman was supposed to be held accountable, why, when God came down, he didn't call Eve? "Eve, come here, let me holler at you." No. Because God is a God of order. He made the man and then the woman. He went and spoke to Adam. You know why he spoke to Adam? Because Adam had headship. It's like this, man. I've said this before. It's like if a sergeant had some men in the army on the battlefield doing some foul shit, and the lieutenant heard about it, and the lieutenant comes to the sergeant and say, "Man, what the hell is going on with those men on the battlefield?" If the sergeant said, "Lieutenant, it's those men out there that's out of pocket," that lieutenant would remove that sergeant from his position, because he doesn't understand the responsibility of his headship over his leadership. But if the sergeant would have said, "Lieutenant, it's my responsibility, I will handle it and come back and report to you," that's what men do. So when you say he's trying to hold women responsible, the woman is not the head. The man is the head. It's a weak move. I know it. It's a weak move. And dudes
but they
are
don't respect this
shit.
Black man. They want ballers.
I never had a...
They don't want the average
queen.
Guy.
I never,
they want ballers.
I never had a woman. Never had a problem with a black one, a white one, an Asian one. Never one. Not one. And I didn't even have any money when I'm talking about. If you selling to our people that white supremacist, that you got to have money in order for you to have access to this, 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 and this, listen, that's a goddamn lie. You got to have the information in the game. I come from the gutter and built myself as a man regardless of any woman. And when the man and when the woman recognizes a real man, she can't help but get lying. That's what that nigga don't understand. Because he had some bad experiences in his own life. And those experiences led him to believe he got to have some money. Well, my experiences as being a man first led me to understand I got to have this game.
I believe that his philosophy is that women they don't look at the UPS driver. They don't want him because he ain't got the change and the Benzos. You feel me? It's like they want to pass over the good guys to get to the ballers, and they disrespect the average guy. That's his philosophy. And then
I'm not gonna let him
ding dongs all day.
No. I'm not gonna let him take his few experiences and judge a whole race of women. It ain't gonna happen on my watch. I'm not gonna blanket a race of black women and say they don't want this guy, they don't want that guy. You know what they want, Tweet? They want a motherfucking man. That's what they want.
Come on now.
And if he don't want to be a man, get your bitch ass on
too.
And go cry. Yeah, get your bitch ass on and go cry. Because you don't want to go through the fire and the training of what it takes to be a man. The losses, you know, the bumps and the bruises. And then you grow and you learn and you develop. You don't want to go through that. You want everything handed to you. You ain't no motherfucking man. You's a little bitch. Nigga, I know because I come from the gutter.
I can see that.
I'm a master of women. I'm a master.
I can see that philosophy, but a lot of these bras want you to be self-made or they pass by you. They look over you like you ain't shit.
There's not one dude that I taught that have those problems because I taught them to have the information and I taught them to believe in yourself as a man. And all that shit that's inside of you as a man will naturally attract a woman. A bra can't help but lining herself up. See, that's the beauty about the information. Because if you don't got it, you don't got no place to go but to think that shit. Motherfucker ain't going to never have out of my mouth that this is all black women is like this, that, and the other. Fuck him. And fuck anybody else that feels like every black woman is this, that, and the other. Nigga, I'm charging the man. Because I know it's an inside job. If we can fix the head, the top, the man, everything underneath is going to fall in order. But if the man ain't where he should be, then how you fucking expect a woman to be her where she's supposed to be?
Who's gonna fix that?
They just don't want to follow us.
They're not trying.
We're gonna have to disagree.
Okay.
We're gonna have to disagree right there, Lowe. I love you, but we're gonna have to disagree on that.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay,
I'm kind of with you on that Kevin Samuels thing too. I can't go for that guy all the way. I hear him, but some of it is I don't know. But if you look at the bras
that go on there, they're not worthy of a respectable man because they on some bullshit. That's just my opinion. But let me tell you this, man.
Are setting themselves up though because they already know what he's about and they go on there and kind of let him.
Let me tell you guys what happened. So I did these videos talking about Kevin and all his supporters were coming and attacking me and all this shit. Well, why don't you just go on to his show and have a conversation? So guess what, Tweed? I went on the man's show, went through all the things you got to go through to get to his show. Here I am in the waiting room on Zoom. Six other dudes in there with me. I'm waiting for my turn because he said he was promoting tricking. This is the time that he was promoting tricking. And he was saying, if you disagree with me, come online if you have a disagreement. So I said, this is a perfect time for me to go in and have this conversation with this dude. You know what he did? The nigga followed me in the Zoom room and kicked me out, nigga.
Wow.
Did you hear what I said? He don't want no motherfucking smoke from me. He talked to all the other people like little bitches, but when he see a man come on the fucking scene, the nigga don't want no motherfucking smoke. Come on, Tweet.
Wow.
That's bitch.
Okay. All right. Let me get back on track. Okay. Hey, I done raised up some blood pressures. I don't want to do that. Take your medicine.
You raise the game up. I'm a defender
of the
game, baby.
Let me ask you another question. Have you ever been knocked yourself? And what did it feel like? How many times have you been knocked?
I'm going to tell you. A couple times. Anybody that's pimped, you've been knocked. If you ain't never been knocked, you ain't never really pimped, right?
I remember this one time,
I had these two broads, one white girl, one Filipino broad. You know, we were down in Hollywood. You know, I think it was in the early 90s. 90, about 90 or 91, one of those years. Oh, 91. And so, you know, they going to handle their business, right? And a nigga named Silk, I forget his whole name, the nigga called me. He said, "Drake, man, I just want to let you know, man, that I got that little Filipino bitch of yours." I said, "Oh, man, well, go ahead and pimp. Look what he do me. Look how he do me." And before he hung up, he said, oh, Drake. I said, "Yeah, man." He said, "Oh, yeah, I got that white bitch too, man."
Wow.
Hey, man, I was messed up. I was like, man, the bitch just told me she loved me. Oh, man, I was a trial. Yeah, you know, that'll create a larceny in your stomach, man, in your heart. If you ain't got no larceny, it'll make you go home. So later on, after I got the little broad back, you know, it just taught me a qualified lesson, you know, that this shit is not about love. A broad ain't going to broad can say anything she want to say to you. And you just got to stomach and begin to develop and build yourself up where that shit is. You can accept that shit. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that I remember that situation.
Dre, how do you deal with a broad, with a female, like you said, that once you've been knocked, and like you said, you got her back. How you deal with a female that you get back after she's been knocked
by
somebody
else
and left? How do you deal with that?
I'm gonna tell you the other story. This is a girl I got from Hawaii. We in Frisco, we in the Bay. And I leave, I tell her I'm going because I'm going to see this other broad I got in Seattle. And I guess the broad was jealous, so she made a miss move. So I'm calling, and when a broad, I'm calling every hour on the hour. If a broad don't pick up, you think the broad done, you know, got taken to jail. So you call the jail, find out, no, we don't got her, woo, 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 woo. So early in the morning, the girl called me, and she told me she had got up out of pocket, but she didn't follow her money. She didn't go what to do. And she's crying and shit on the phone. I said, hold on. I'll holler you when I get back in town. So I get back in town. This is a true story. I've told this story other times. So when I went back in town, when I got back in town, I set the broad down. I said, "Let me tell you which bitch. I ain't got no more. I'm going in character, guys, so forgive the vernacular." I said, "Let me tell you something, bitch. I ain't got no more pimping to give you. You've been with me over a year, bitch, and so you know everything that I believe in." I said, "But bitch, let me explain to you what you did." I said, "It's like I built this beautiful cake, and I put the frosting and the sprinklings of this cake." I said, "And what done happened is a little ant done crawled up on the table and took a nibble out of my frosting." I said, "Bitch, do you think I'm going to throw my motherfucking cake away?" I said, "Hell no. I'm going blow that little motherfucking ant away because there's giant pimping around here, broad." So what I did psychologically, what a lot of dudes do when they get in a situation like that, they get to talking about the dude. "Oh, you went over there, mess with that nigga, yeah. I reversed it. I wanted her to see how I saw the situation. I wanted her to say, "God damn, my nigga's a giant," because I gave her the situation. And I made that little shit she did an ant that could be blown away. Mm. Now go out there and handle my business. That's how I handle
there
this.
There
we
go. There we go.
That's pimping, man.
Right back.
That's pimping.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pimping.
Caller, live on 93.3 FM. Speak on it. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. Speak on it.
Hello?
Hello. Good evening.
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, listen. This is Nita McGlover coming to you live. I just want to say that Andre is my brother, and everything that Andre says, you better listen to it. You hear me? And I'm just so grateful to be in his presence and to listen to his wisdom and his spiritual evolution, okay? And I just love you, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of the fact that he's on live and the universe is able to hear his excellence, his black excellence. So that's all I'm doing. I really ain't nothing to say, to be honest with you. I'm just in 110% support. That's all this is.
I love you.
No, you're right.
Real shit.
You have it. And there you have it. 93.3 FM. Spectacular Low Rider Oldies, R&B, and every goddamn thing in between, man. Let me take a break, man. Go give me a little douce. I'll be back at you in 4 minutes. Stand by.
Oh shit, I'll be on Sunset in a few minutes. Okay, no doubt.
Throw your pee up. You ever been knocked for a bitch and that new hoe you got made you rich? Throw your pee up. You ever gave a Mac a proper curve while you swerving on the track doing circles? Throw your pee up. You got a pair of gators to your name, but you get a suit thinking about your game. Throw your pee up. You from the Hollywood bitch. Everyone across country know we pimpin'. Throw your pee up.
Hey, man. What's poppin' with your pimpin'? Who is this? Oh, just your local magician. You ever seen a bitch disappear to reappear with new shoes, new clothes, different style hair? Man, stop playing, I ain't got time for these games. I'm finna hang up this phone if you don't mention your name. Okay, I'm just fucking with you. I'm Silky Slim the pimp, it's a courtesy call. I just knocked you for your bitch, blonde hair, blue eyes. She coming home with me. I broke on her twice, all together by the G. The first time at 11, the second time around 3. I'm surprised you didn't know, been out of pocket around a week. Yeah, right, motherfucker, what did you do with my bitch? I popped some game, popped my collar, then popped the money out of tits. Nigga, where you at? In a circle of pimps on the sun. Well, I'm a crip, I'll be there in 6 minutes.
The boss of all bosses ain't taking no losses. Y'all fiends better get to know him. Cause we pimp, we pimp, we pimp, we pimp. They call him pimp. He the boss of all bosses ain't taking no losses. Y'all fiends better get to know him. Cause we pimp.
Pimpin', you know what I mean? We ain't no role model, but I'ma be a real model about the situation, you dig? Man, look here, I ain't never seen a 70-year-old hoe with an 18-year-old pimp. But I seen a 70-year-old pimp with an 18-year-old hoe, but I said all that to say, man, don't lock the door when that hoe leaves out, because she'll be back. You know what I mean? Every hoe turn 18 every day, pimpin'. And your job is to stay pimpin'. Like that, man, we gonna be knocked, I've been knocked, we gonna be re-knocked. You know what I mean? But the whole understanding is anybody can send a bitch. But the whole job is to get the bitch to keep coming back here in your pimp.
Man, this nigga over there mad than a motherfucker. Yeah, I just got him for the little blonde bitch, B. Hey, here this nigga go right there. Hold on, B.
This nigga on Twitter.
Hello?
I apologize, my nigga. I was just tripping.
But what's up with the gangbanging? I thought we was pimping. I respect the game, homie, and I ain't dissing. But this here shit is run a little bit different.
I feel you, my nigga. Can you just put her on the phone? I want to tell her bye, then I'll leave y'all alone.
She'll be right down tomorrow on the same track. Around the same time, y'all have action at her back. I don't kidding that bitch is pimping. I'm a real Mac. But if you try any funny shit, my nigga, that's a rap.
I feel you, my nigga. Can I get that phone back? It's in my mama's name and it got all my contacts.
Can I get her ID and clothes, homie?
You could have all that.
You alright after all, I think you gon' be a strong Mac.
I ain't never been knocked, homie, this shit is whack.
It happens to the best of us, keep pushing
they
your belt back.
He the boss of all bosses, ain't taking no losses. Y'all fiends better get to know him.
If you've been down on Harbor, if you've been down on El Cajon, if you've been down on Blackstone, if you've been down in Fillmore, if you've been down on 80 Deuce, if you've been down on Denny Way, if you've been down on Mick.
I want a bitch that likes will trigger about her age in first place. But bitch, you need to keep your head in the game. Like fine wine past the time, just get better with age. You need that silverback gorilla tied with a bitch that want a bitch to drink gallons, go and shower bitch. Get off your shame, stand over his face, make it rain, bounce up and down, give it that yeah, motherfucker, John McClane. You tell me about the date, I don't laugh, bitch, get serious. Fetish is an incomplete sentence, get on your period. Pippin' is a business with no week long vacation off. Ain't no sleeping in, ain't no motherfucking breaks at all. Once you with me, yo, how it so has been saved. Black Jesus in the Escalade, call me Cat and Mine. And I'm walking on the powder, and the pimp won't track, cause I'm ordained by the big pimp guy. I said I'm walking on the powder, that mean the bitch got real. I get to put none to me. I'm walking on the powder, and the pimp won't track, cause I'm ordained by the big pimp guy. I said I'm walking on the powder, that mean the bitch got real.
Now hold up,
yeah.
You mean to tell me that you don't want to get paid? You want to get played when I got this dick hole in the name? You need to crack some toenails, so when I hear them like seashells scraping the concrete, you finna walk on the beat like the police? Yeah, it's all about this here. How can I make myself to you quite perfectly clear? You see my pimp cup is half full, but to me it's like half empty. So to the blade, I'm a cindy. Comprende, that means I delay. That means skip, skip. I'm order me some fish and some chips to go with this dip. Yo, excuse me, homie, I'm a pimp. So if you can just take 3 steps back in line, let me check this here, bitch. She having a seizure, but she don't be alright. What she don't realize is she ain't even getting close to getting up older tonight. And I'ma be on ass like white on rice, cause it's dipping when I'm dipping, I'm sitting on this mic.
I said I'm walking on the powder, and the pimp won't crack, cause I'm ordained by the big pimp guy. I said I'm walking on the powder, that mean the pimp got real. They get to put none to me. I'm walking on the powder, and the pimp won't crack, cause I'm ordained by the big pimp guy. I said I'm walking on the powder, that mean the pimp got real.
Call me Jesus Christ. No, not really, but I'm the type of nigga that may go from a penny. I tell a bitch to get your head right before I make like a comb and take to them edges until they bald and gone, bitch. Have a crying like you lost a mama. Tell a bitch you better find her, cause I ain't dealing with no whiner. Say them tears for your pillow, cause I ain't impressed. You wanna impress me, pull some money off of one of your dresses. You come a dime a dozen, baby, what you thought you wasn't? You must be smoking too much weed, cause I think you're buzzing. You must be getting a special needs check on the 1st and 15th, cause I swear you ain't on the same level as me. But why would I think that you would even understand? Cause that's why I'm here, to make sure you understand a bigger plan. See, I'm walking on this water. As long as you take my hand, you won't drown and get washed up.
I'm walking on the powder, and the pimp won't drown, cause I'm ordained by the big pimp guy. I said I'm walking on the powder, that mean the pimp got real. They get to put none to me. I'm walking on the powder, and the pimp won't drown, cause I'm ordained by the big pimp guy. I said I'm walking on the powder, that mean the pimp got real. Said I'm from the other pimp. I said I'm walking on the powder, and the pimp won't drown.
The original Jamaican under the lower round Kenny Akie Ox, 93.3 FM, my station you're listening to. This is the After Six Cruise Mix. When I want to romp with we, when I want to war, come on!
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick, and you're listening to my homeboy Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 FMism, low rider music, and all the shit that your parents used to fuck to.
Think you brought love, you, but it isn't what I hear. Pimpin' do magic, make your bitch disappear. I need an award, give me player of the year.
So I guess the LP is in full operation right about now then, right?
When
can we expect that?
About first of the year.
Well, God damn it, I want in. If a nickel bag is getting sold, I want in. I want in. Fuck that shit. I'm coming out of retirement. I want in.
Listen, I sound groovy.
Hey, Dre, do you have any appearances on the album, any features so far?
Not people you guys know. People that
okay.
You know, some of my own artists.
Right. Okay.
And Tweet Cadillac, G Lou, man. That nigga gonna be man on that joint, man.
Yes.
So Mr. Taylor, man. Man, much love as always. We got 15 minutes, man. What you want to get off your chest? Street Czar. Oh, man, tell the people, man, how they can follow you and, you know, if they want to reach out and, you know, touch you, man. How can they do that?
Yeah, at Real Gorgeous Dre, my Instagram, you know, my YouTube is Andre Gorgeous Dre Taylor. If people want to get me directly for project work or something that they want to consider, my email, Andre, A-N-D-R-E-L, as in Larry Taylor, Andre L. Taylor at yahoo.com. And they could reach me. And I just started a TikTok like 4 days ago. That's that Real Gorgeous Straight. Yeah. So starting that, I just started that thing. So yeah, I'm excited about what I'm doing now. If I can just be real transparent with you guys, there's so much of the life that is in me that haven't had a way to get out. You know, it's just been back there, but I needed truly a vehicle to get all this shit out of me, man. I just need to release it. I need to just get it out. And I just bless, and I think the Most High is allowing me this platform of music to really let me just purge, man, to just get it all out. Just say everything you want to say, Drake. Just say everything you want to say. Get it out of you, man. And then after we're able to do that for several years, with the music, I'm onto something much different after that. I'm the king of reinvention, man. Yeah.
I believe in that.
So that's what
I believe in that, too, because that's basically what it's about. I kind of feel the same, too, man. It's like with my cancer scare, I got a lot that I haven't been able to do, a lot of things that I still want to do. So I do understand the significance of being able to get it about you, man. Sit back in your recliner and feel good about your accolades and your accomplishments and your vision. And believe me, man, it's going to be acknowledged, respected, and it's going to live way before you are still here. So, man, that's beautiful, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. You know, I just want to make sure that I'm giving people everything that I've done, and everything else has been a level of excellence. So I've taken my time to get the right team together, you know, the right professional team. The beautiful thing is God has allowed me resources where I don't have to ask anybody for anything. I can promote all my stuff. Knocking Season has been playing on BET. I'm excited about that. Been doing great numbers. All my songs are doing great numbers on World Star. We're excited about that. And we just, like I said, man, you want to give the people something fresh, new, something that could take them in another direction, or give them a choice. So everything don't got to be what we trying to kill up, bodies we got and all that. Some things could be just lay back and let's get out of bitch, man.
Yeah, because you done blew up.
Shit, man.
You surpassed a lot of rappers that have been in the game, and man, with the World Star premiere and the BET situation, and your numbers are phenomenal, and you ain't even a rapper, but it's like, damn, it just goes to show that a man can really do what he want to do if he's solidified in his convictions. So, and that's a beautiful situation,
yeah.
Man. I'm extremely proud of you. In 1,000 years, never would have thought that you would have wanted to pick up a mic. I thought you would have had a
talk.
Yeah,
but you remember before I went to jail, I was doing music back then, you know? When they said an American Pimp, oh, he claims to be a rap artist and actor. Andre Taylor is wanted. Woo. So I was already doing music back in 96 already, but I was just sidetracked because of all that shit. So we just coming full circle to complete the job. I got to say some things, and I'm about to say it, and I'm about to say it with an authentic voice. Please believe.
There you go. And shit, that's the least that you could do, because you could do everything that you already set your mind to. So, man, we got your back, your front, your side. You ain't got to worry about nothing, man. We got
you. Send me that track and send me.
Just reach out.
Send me that track, man. Send me some. Send me a whole 16, man, and send me a track. And we'll put it together. So we can get it on the album before we drop.
And don't play with me, sir, because I've been doing this for over 30. I've been doing this for over 30.
People know,
sir,
whenever I say something that I mean it, right? I got a record of that.
I know.
So I'm saying.
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
Okay, well, get something that you like. You know, give me 16, send it to me, and let's put it together.
Nigga, give me something hard to do. I got you.
You feel me?
Give me something hard to do.
Yeah.
I got you.
Or we'll send you a beat. Whatever, you know, just let me know.
Whatever, man.
I got a song with Rollo. I got a song with Rollo
okay.
and Silky Slim.
Okay.
So they send the beat, but you know, I couldn't use the beat because it was somebody else's shit. So I told them, I said, I have my guy do the beat and everything. So we sent them back the song. Them cats went crazy. They said, man, this shit is hard. I was going to send that to you, but, you know, I'm gonna hold on to it until we do the video.
Okay, well, I got some original shit. I got a production team around me, including G. Lou and a few other cats say no more. You know how they say less? Man, I do this. It'll be on your desk within 24 hours. But, check it out, man. Once again, man, I want to give a shout out to the male because, man, I wish I would have had a daddy like Mel. I had a great father, but Mel really instilled in you some aspirations and some vision and some knowledge that made you the man that you are. And that right there, a lot of young boys didn't really have in the inner city. You were privy to have somebody like Mel, you know, to guide you and look at you now. So that right there means more than anything. And you stay grounded. You stay solidified. You didn't tell on nobody. You've been here, there, and everywhere. You've been everywhere, man. So it's like, dude, if you decide to sit in your lounger around the pool and eat shrimp all day, can't nobody be mad. You ain't got to do nothing else. Really, you really ain't got nothing else to prove. Feel me?
Yeah,
but by doing it, it shows that you are continuously bouncing that ball.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that about my father. You know, I attribute so much to him all the time. And when I'm speaking, I always allude to my father taught me this and said this to me. And I used to be like, dang, Dad, man, will I ever have a son that loved me like I love you? And I could honestly say I have my son, Cash Casanovas, that loves me, you know, like I love my dad. And to be able to impute into my son, you know what I'm saying, and see him grow, make mistakes and get up and understand the fundamentals of manhood is probably the most important thing in the world to me. And I also appreciate my daughters, and I love them, you know, and I lace them and teach them. But I have to realize that my daughters, like my wife has started a family with me, my daughters will make a family with another man, and that'll be his family. And I got to respect that. You know, my son is the one that carries on my name. My daughters will make a family with a man. And as my wife is my wife, that's going to be their wife. And I got to respect that. Be my daughter, but that's a wife. And I respect that. You know?
Yeah. They say that, matter of fact, I heard this recently where God said that your son will be your son until he takes a wife, but your daughters will be your daughter for the rest of their life. And I can understand that. I can understand that. Because I have two daughters. I don't have a son. And I wanted, you know, a baby Twee Cadillac. But I got a grandson that, you know, man, call me Papa Tweed, and he's gonna be my son. You feel me? He's gonna be my son.
Yeah.
But man, it's a beautiful situation. All the way across the board, man. Much love, prosperity, man, to your family. Much love, prosperity to you, to the activism, to the accolades, man, and how they say you've garnered national mainstream accolades and achievements that are, shit, fucking undisputed. You're the man.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Bless God,
you are,
man.
Definitely the man.
I praise you to the Most High. Thank you, man. I love you, Tweed. Get that shoe, man. I'm excited for us to do something together.
Man, it's a done deal. It's a done deal, man. It'll be an honor, a privilege, and a whole lot of fun.
Oh, it's about to be fun,
hip,
baby.
hip, parade, you know?
Parade.
For real,
yes,
though.
Yeah, man. I'm excited, man.
Man,
I'm excited
still
for
got
us to give it.
Man, it's going to be a fun thing, man. And the cool thing about it as well, too, is when you can look out and help somebody and really be true with it, that right there means a lot. Because it ain't about money, and it's about the relationships that you built over. I remember the first time when I interviewed you, it was like, wow, Dre know who I am. That right there made my day. It's like, wow, he knows who
I
am.
I used to listen to the Players Click, man.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
You and Gangsta
that blew my mind.
All y'all.
Yeah.
All y'all, man.
Well,
let me hit you guys
with
this right here before we leave. We got a couple minutes. It says,
this
is not mine. This is not my original. All that we do will work for our good. The bitter becomes sweet, and the medicine becomes food. Though pain at present, it will all cease before long. Then, oh, how beautiful becomes the conqueror's song.
Wow.
That's us.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, all right then.
Yes,
wow.
That was good.
G-Lo,
that was powerful.
Give us,
powerful.
Man, that, it really was.
G-Lo,
I was about to say, G-Lo, shoot your parting words, man, as we do each and every Thursday night.
Man, First of all, I'd like to thank this brother, Gordon Dre, Mr. Taylor, for gracing the platform tonight. Incredible, I don't want to say interview, but conversation. A lot of information relayed. And, man, it's just always just a beautiful thing, man, to hear you speak, man, and to share your knowledge. So I just want
to
say I'm humbled and really appreciate your time, sir. And
thank you.
Like I always tell everyone out there, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. So stay in good grace with the Lord. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. And the day that you stop trying is the day that you start dying. And what you do today would always dictate tomorrow. And ain't no such thing as luck. It's where opportunity meets preparation. And as in Dre, he's prepared. He had a plan, and he implemented it. So believe me, nothing ain't going to work unless you do. And if you're going through hell, simply keep on going, man. So believe me, don't be trying to swerve off the freeway, trying to follow cars that you can't keep up with. So believe me, for the people, we with the people. So go tell your peoples, we are here each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And make sure that you treat others like you want them to treat your mama. And with
you're
that
only,
being said,
you're
good
only
night.
As big as the people you elevate around you.
Ooh, that's deep. There you go there. You can't be a boss, call yourself a CEO, and all that shit if you ain't got no employees. I can dig it. You are only as big as a man, I feel that.
As the people you
that
elevate around you.
That is true.
Yeah.
And with that being said, good night. Y'all ain't got to go to bed, but y'all need to sleep on this. Holler at Dre. Man, Dre, one more time, man. Give me your info so they can get at you. One more time. We got to drop
Real
it
Gorgeous
down.
Dre, at Real Gorgeous Dre on Instagram. Andre Gorgeous Dre Taylor on Yahoo. On YouTube, and Andre L. Taylor at yahoo.com. How you reach me directly?
And also, big shout-out, man, once again, to Miss Makita Smith, my baby, man, the publicist to the stars, Jazz, NYNEPR.com. You need to holler at her, man. She make things happen, man.
She does.
No, man, that lady, man, wow. She's the one. MagnificentWax.com, StacyAdams.com, ThePimpCouncil.com, and we are out of here like a light, man. Dre, man, we're going to stay close, player.
Absolutely. Love.
One love. Peace.
Peace, Dre.
G-Lou,
love,
God bless you. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Peace, bro.
Love, G-Lou.